2017 and 2019 saw record Lake Ontario water levels negatively impact shoreline economies, with New York State's Resiliency and Economic Development Initiative, also known as READY, projects like raising the pier in Wilson will be more common in the coming years. That includes $15 million towards a regional dredging effort that will go across 8 counties. Wilson Mayor Arthur Lawson says since the commission formed in 2019, communication between neighboring towns has improved.
2017, we were caught by surprise and we thought we were prepared and we dug in, and 2019 just pushed us aside like we didn't do any preparation. You know, 2017 to 19, our communication was great. I would say it's increased exponentially every month. We talk with each other regularly now, meet with each other regularly.
Lawson says that communication is leading to larger public projects.
We even got together again and moved our group from Lake Ontario Preparedness to the Northern Niagara Trail Consortium, in which all these community leaders were working to develop this bike trail from Lewiston, you know, hopefully down in, you know, through Barker, you know, down into Lockport and into the Empire State Trail. Well, hopefully maybe you can get on your bike here and take it to Manhattan.
Greg Stevens with the Niagara River Greenway Commission was present for Monday's groundbreaking. He says funding for recreational infrastructure can go a long way.
So we're working with Wilson Tuscarora State Park and trying to identify all the amenities up here that we could then connect with a trail system, both in the village. So the idea that the village is working on is to have a loop in the village that ties all the businesses together, and then to come up here and connect to a second regional trail, the first one being the Empire State Trail across the Erie Canal.
Both Stevens and Lawson hope work on the bike trail will be completed sometime next year. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.